Welcome, guys, to today's show. I know it's Wednesday. I know it's the day before the 4th of July. There's so much going on, and this is such a great show, and there are so many things that that I could tell you about this show and just about our life here on the World Wide Web that, you know, I want you to listen to this. This is David G. Hall complaining about taking a bath out on a walkway at a resort.
This is some resort that David goes to, and it's a beautiful suite that he has, and then he's able to take a bath.
Yeah, a bath right out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and he stands up and he's soaping off.
Right, so he's bitching because we complain about that. Then we have Dr. Jim Sadler. And I was talking to the pre-show audience. Actually, I was talking during the promo and to the pre-show audience about back in 87, there's a picture of me on our Facebook fan page. That's Phil Henry Fans, P-H-A-N-S, that was taken of me while we were flying home from London back in 1987. We took three trips to London that year for a variety of celebrations relative to the Beatles, the 20th anniversary of the Sgt. Pepper's release, the 25th anniversary of Love Me Do coming out, and then we actually were there for the Prince's Trust concert. And, you know, that was such a memorable time. And, you know, I'm talking to people about my career, especially when we go into the Hall of Fame.
We go into the Hall of Fame? You're the only guy going in.
Yeah, Phil, there's no we here, okay?
So anyway, when we go into the Hall of Fame, I was thinking about the days of my radio career that I wasn't all that proud of. That was being a disc jockey. I did not really like the work that I did. Well, I'm not blaming anybody for it.
You just thought you sucked.
Yeah, I just thought I sucked. But during that period of suckage...
You went to London three times.
Yeah. And I don't think I ever worked for a radio station. KLSX Los Angeles,
they put up with a lot. They put up with your crap show, and yet they sent you to Europe three times.
Yeah, maybe they didn't want you to return.
Ain't that funny? Anyway, yeah, three times we went to London. We went to Detroit for the LA Lakers and Pistons series. That was a good time. Not necessarily.
Not necessarily on the radio.
Yeah, not necessarily on the radio. So but things got better, at least in terms of the air work. And here is an example of it right now on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's like we're coming back from a commercial break.
But it does seem like we never leave this place, you know?
That's true.
Doesn't it? It does. It feels like we're sleeping here or something.
We work hard. Over at the High Five Club, which is where we were talking to him. We were talking to David G. Hall at the High Five Club last week, and he is still over there. David, I'm joking, but you're not still in the same bathtub.
No, I'm not still in the same bathtub, but I am taking a tub. You just happen to call me at the time of day when I take my tub. I know that Dr. Elcott takes his around, 8 o'clock or something? So
I don't really keep track of guys. To be honest with you.
Well, whoa, hold on. When you said I don't keep track of guys, .. I have nothing against the gay community, the LGBTQ community, but I'm not. I don't want you to think that, you know, I'm a guy.
I'm not thinking anything, man. I just don't. I don't take a bath. I shower.
Yeah, sure. You know what?
I don't. I don't bathe. I take a shower.
You told me that you took baths when you get headaches.
Yeah. I take a hot bath when I got a headache. Sure. I do that.
Well, it's the same thing, Phil.
Not quite, man. I'm not laying in the tub soaping up. I'm laying there trying to get the heat on my neck. Anyway, so you're at the bathtub.
I'm at the High Five Club, and I know that a lot of you guys had questions, you, General, and Dickman, and you, Margaret, and you, Phil, about where the tubs are located. Now, the High Five Club is a classy, classy club here in South Pasadena. We're close to the, what do you want to call it? We're close to the, give me some hot water there, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hit me with some hot water. Hot. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Turn it up.
What?
Turn it up.
Come on, David.
But it's just so electric. I can't turn it.
Tell the guy to turn it off, will you?
Turn it off, Joe.
I understand.
Turn it down, Dan. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Phil.
You guys with these bathtubs.
What is it with you all of a sudden, man? You don't like people taking bathtubs?
In the middle of the show, while I'm talking to people, I got guys going, yeah, and all kinds of weird stuff. Anyway.
Well, there was one of the things. Terry and Bell Hobbin, who are the owners of the High Five, really wanted to make something clear. The tubs, you made it sound like we're sitting out here stark naked in front of people, you know, soaping off our balls.
I never said anything of the sort.
Well, it's like...
David, don't be such a crude ass.
Oh, my God.
Well, what are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about... Listen to you, Phil. Well, what are you talking about? What I'm talking about, Phil, is you made it sound as if I'm sitting out here on someone's driveway taking a bath.
That's what you made it sound like. David, you did. You said you were sitting out there on a public walkway.
Look, let me tell you where we take the baths. I want to let the family that owns this place, I don't want to let them down and tell them.
Who are the people that own the High Five Club?
I forget their names. They've been good friends for a long time. Terry and Steve Giebel.
Is that their name?
No, it isn't, but I've known them for a long time. I just forget their names.
How is that possible?
Look, at Phil, I'm going to hang up.
Go ahead.
The bathtubs here at the Hive, I have a beautiful suite. I've got a living room, I've got a separate bedroom, and then I have a shower and a regular bathroom. But then the bathtub here is located out on a public walkway. There's people walking on either side of the bathtubs, and there's about 7 or 8 bathtubs lined up down the middle of this walkway as people are going to and from breakfast in the pool.
7 or 8 bathtubs doing what?
What do you mean, doing what?
There's guys sitting in those tubs.
Yes, there's men taking baths. Now, what your filthy mind goes here, you think that I'm standing up and soaping off my ball sack or something in front of people?
No, I didn't.
Look at it, now he's laughing.
Well, what are you, David, truly, you say you're there getting clean, right?
That's what I'm doing right now, I'm soaping up.
All right, and so people can look down in the water.
Well, if someone is so perverse, as they're walking to dinner from their room and they walk by, this is called Tub Row. There's a good 20 bathtubs at the inn. They're here at the club. 10 bathtubs here near the Lotus Pool, and then there's another 10 bathtubs over near the tennis courts. And they're all sitting out in the open. People walk by coming in from their cars,
And what is the purpose of that?
What do you mean, what's the purpose of that?
What's the purpose of you out taking a bath in front of everybody?
Boy, you make everything, you know, Phil, you make everything dirty. Just dirty. No one can have a good time. I feel so unclean after I...
After you talk to me.
Well, I do. The bathtubs are out here.
I've never heard of such a thing where people are out taking baths out in front of everybody.
Phil, I'm going to say this. I'm not standing up soaping off my balls. So you can...
All right. That was great having you on, David.
He's called back.
How is it I hang up on this cat and within 2 seconds the guy... Yeah, David.
Phil, I apologize. I'm sorry. I lost my temper there and I shouldn't have. I'm not standing up soaping off my... whatever you want, my genitals.
We don't need the graphic description.
Well, that's what the way Phil's making it sound. Now, there's about 10 tubs here near the Lotus Pool, all of them with men in them.
Do the women use these tubs?
No, the women don't. This is only for the men. Okay, we get in the tubs, we soap up. The women want more privacy anyway, but we want to get the nice fresh air. We feel the sunshine on us. Jesus, you really...
This is the most unusual setup I've ever heard of, where guys are out taking baths out in front of people.
Well, I'm glad you find the music. You know, it isn't so much as shocking to you as you think it's funny.
Yeah, I do. I think it's hysterically funny. So, all right, anyway, you wanted to say what?
Well, what the hell, Phil?
You know what, Phil, he wanted to come on about Sandler. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you were on about Dr. Jim Sandler, right?
Yes, that's why I'm on. You're worried about me out here taking a tub out here in front of people. I come out, let me just say this, Phil. I come out with my towel, my soap. I'm wearing small bath shorts and bath sandals. The shorts come off very quickly, and then I jump in the tub.
All right, now you're...
Well, well, what?
Wait a minute, Hall. Are you saying that you strip nude before you get in the tub?
Whoa! Very quickly the shorts come off, then you get into the tub. Very quickly.
Okay, they very quickly come off, then what?
Oh, look at you. Making fun of me because my voice cracked.
All right, so you get out of your shorts in front of people.
I make sure there's no one looking. There's a lot of foot traffic there. You're trying to catch their... If you see someone near the tub, you'll catch their eye, keep their eye contact. Go, hey, how you doing, Bill? Nice to see you. Meanwhile, you're taking the shorts off. And for a split second, everything's hanging up, but then you get inside the tub.
Why not just...
What is it with you anyway, Phil?
Why not just take the shorts off in the tub?
What? So you're gonna...
Well, they get soaking wet then, Phil.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Wow.
All right, okay. Now you get into the tub and...
Yes, and there's only been one or two occasions when I've forgotten something in the room. Yeah, you will, just like, might as well tell you, you will see some guys sprint from the tub into their room. They got nothing on, no pants on. You see, if everything's just flapping in the breeze, they come back and they jump in the tub. It takes, some of these guys are fast. It takes them like 5 seconds to get over to the room.
Well, what have they forgotten?
They might have forgotten their slippers. They might have forgot their razor. A lot of guys shave in the tub.
I don't even want to know.
Well, they're not just, what do you think, boy, you got to get out, you got to with it, Phil. People shave now. They shave everywhere. So there's got to be guys, yeah, shaving.
And I suppose they have to get up out of the tub occasionally to see what they're doing.
Occasionally.
I don't believe you now. Now I think you're full of crap.
All right, fine. Doesn't make any difference to me. I wanted to talk to you about...
You're telling me cats are standing up shaving their pubic hair.
Yes, but you make it sound like, oh, I think I'll just shave my pubic hair. They wait till the coast is clear. They wait until no one's...
What? I don't understand why there's people... I don't want... Why are people taking baths out in the open like that?
Because of health... Because of the new considerations for health, because people are living a healthier lifestyle, they want fresh air, they want the sun, the stars, the whole thing. And when I'm taking a tub and I'm, you know, I can feel here. Hit the hot water again, Lenny, so Phil can get the full. There it is.
Yeah. See?
I can't understand a thing you're saying.
What?
I can't understand you. You're so relaxed.
Oh, get a load of this guy. He said he can't touch that kind of
knife. All right, now, does that sound better?
Yes.
God, Phil. Phil, what I'm trying to do is show you the new way. The new brew. That's who we are, the new executives in broadcasting. If we want to take a bath right out in front of God and man, well, friend, you better hold the door for us, because we may be coming back for our slippers.
All right, yeah.
Good one, Mr. Hall.
Thank you.
Okay, David, so now that we got that out of the way, I don't know why I engaged you that way.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you just get to the point? And the point of this thing is this Sadler guy.
Okay, now, I know you want to talk about Dr. Jim Sadler. And one of the things about this show is we air a lot of our dirty laundry on the air. And, you know.
Air our dirty laundry on the air is not exactly, you know, that sounds clumsy.
Well, I just said it.
Okay, Phil.
Dr. Jim Sadler was on our show last week talking about how you can relax while there's fireworks. Now, this is a little bit dated material, but one of the things that happened to him while he was talking to us about relaxing...
Let me handle this, Phil. I can hear you're gonna blow it. All right. First of all, hold on for a minute. Wait. You know what? Jerry, my pipe and my tobacco is in the room. Can you go get it, or should I walk over?
I don't think you should get it, because there's still people walking.
Okay.
Your pipe?
What a dick.
I just didn't know you smoked a pipe.
Yeah, thank you.
Ordinarily, you just get up out of the tub and walk over and get it, huh?
I would run, okay, because there's still women. There's a lot of women, and there's some kids that are out here walking around. Some of the kids want to go into the pool. So if I get out of the tub and I'm stark naked, I have to say, I'm so sorry, but I got to go get my pipe, you know.
I can't believe that this place puts up with this.
Puts up with what, Phil?
You guys getting out of the tub, walking nude into your room... Getting your pipe.
Getting your pipe. You know what?
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he just called back. You know...
You got to put me back on, Phil. All right, I'm sorry. You just pissed me off.
You got to watch your language, man.
You're telling me? I listen to your show, and the sewer mouths on you guys break all kinds of records.
All right, let's talk about why you're actually on the show. You got complaints. What happened?
I didn't get any complaints. I'm the guy complaining. You had this guy Sadler on who was talking about the fireworks, and halfway through the segment, he began to defecate in his... My understanding, he was wearing, what, silk basketball shorts?
No, he was wearing basketball shorts. I don't think he wears silk.
Yeah.
This guy is on your show talking about how to be calm, cool, and collected in the middle of fireworks. Meanwhile, was he outside?
We were going in and out of the studio, yeah. We were going in and out of the studio, out onto the beach... And on the street, you could hear the fireworks big as day.
All right. So this guy is walking out there telling you how to be cool, calm, and collected, and he's defecating in his basketball shorts. That's the part that really drives me nuts.
Well, he did, and he also was wearing a, what do you call it, jockstrap.
Yeah, at least he had a jockstrap.
Oh, well, that helps. What do you mean, at least he had a jockstrap?
I don't know why the guy was in basketball shorts, but he was so scared that he was multiple times...
Crapping in his shorts? So, Phil, I got complaints from people. You mentioned that were there complaints? Yes, I did complain, but I did have complaints from people saying, are you so hard up for programming on the world-famous Phil Henry Show platform that you have a doctor, a PCP for some people, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, talking about crapping in his pants.
He wasn't talking about it. It was happening to him. He was apologetic. He was scared.
Yeah, he was scared while he's talking to him. Oh, man.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler.
Okay, so we got Dr. Jim Sadler on the line.
Who?
The guy you're talking about.
Who, Sadler?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Sadler.
Hi, Phil.
I got a couple of things I want to say to you,
boss. Hold on. Jim Sadler with us over at Polk's Gym in San Diego, California. You're on the line with David G. Hall.
This is a guy who's taking a bath. You're running around with your balls hanging out. You know, let's watch the language. I'm here trying to defend the integrity of the show. You're the guy that was gold in his pants. Let me say something here. I've been on a lot of shows, and I've done a lot of the interviews, and I've never been called out on the carpet when I'm not even on the air by some guy who's taking a bath in a row of bathtubs, no pants on. Did I say there was no pants on?
All right, what are we talking about here, guys?
We're talking about my right as a programmer to criticize this. But you're talking about me, you know, going in my pants. That was something I didn't mean to do, but you're out there with nothing on in a bathtub while kids, women, children are walking by, going to play volleyball or whatever, and you go, oh, excuse me, I forgot my pipe. And you get up and you run out of the bathtub with no underwear, with your balls hanging out. And then you're shaving the private area. David, listen, I said to Phil, we wear small bath shorts. Yes, occasionally, I can't put the bath shorts on wet. Why not? What? I'm wet. You want me to put on the shorts? Yes, I'd much rather have you put the shorts on. If you're going to be running in front of my wife and kids, dude, let me tell you something, Sadler. You're the guy who shit his pants.
Watch it.
All right, but you're the guy who shit his pants on Henry's show last week. Yes or no? You know something? Yes or no? Yes, I am, and I'm here saying it to God and man, okay? And I wish to God it had never happened. I wish to God it had never happened. Yeah, see? See?
Well, David, the point that Dr. Sadler is making is a valid point. While you criticize him for this accident, a series of accidents he had, you are very willingly standing up, shaving your pubic hair.
Look at it. She's laughing.
Well, it's absolutely absurd. David, tell me you don't stand up and shave your pubic hair.
I said about 5 times.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that, man, with people around?
I wait until there's nobody there. Are you guys not listening to me?
Well, you said this was a heavily trafficked area.
Yes, during lunch. If there's people, it's during lunch and during the dinner hour. If I'm taking a bath during the dinner hour, then yeah, I got to be a lot more careful. And some people, I don't know, somebody said to me last week they saw a flash of ass cheek or something. I didn't mean to do it. I try to keep.
They saw a flash of what?
Ass cheek.
Yeah, they saw that he flashed his ass cheek.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and so, and then that's because I got up and I was shaving my, you know, what area, and people were, I heard some kid going, ooh, like that, and I immediately got back down into the tub. What a pervert, man. I can't believe you talked to me about taking the dump in my shorts. Pervert, is it? I don't do that on purpose.
Well, David, you may not do it on purpose, but you got to set yourself up in that situation.
And what about this guy going out with the fireworks and he's shitting his pants left and right? Mr. Henry warned you about the language.
It doesn't matter.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Sadler. I'll take it under advisement. Yeah, you what? I crap my pants. Yeah, and you're the guy there shaving your pubes. So.
All right, I don't know. Why did you call, Dr. Sadler?
I'm not going to have my good name run through the mud by some perv standing up in a bathtub so he can fondle his balls, okay? Take it back, Sadler, or there's a lawsuit coming. No, I'm not taking it back. No, I will not take it back. You're the guy that said you did that. You didn't say anything about fondling my my balls.
You guys are, both of you guys have probably some sort of lawsuit coming.
Let me tell you, you know where I am tonight? I know you're in the bathtub. You know where I am? I don't know. Let me see. You're at the Campfire Girls meeting? Isn't he a funny man? I'm in the gym. I'm over at Pope's gym. Listen to this. I'm going to lift 50 pounds. I will lift 50 pounds on a chest. You're lifting 50 pounds where? This is the chest machine. Yeah! That's me, okay? That's me. What was that?
He was lifting weights.
Oh, yeah, sure. She's going to blow that off like that's no big deal. Listen to this. You know what that was?
What?
It was me farting. Okay, that's about 50 pounds worth.
So there's the stupidest conversation. Well, how's this thing going to, you know, where's it going to end? I don't care, man. Do you think this is actually a controversy? I'll tell you about David and that club he's at, the High Five.
Yes, it's the High Five Club. It was known as a men's club for many years. Now it's obviously open to families, but they still have what they call tub row, two of them, 10, 20 bathtubs lined up, and the guys are there taking baths
while women, children, families walk by on their way to dinner.
And there's Phil like this, on the way to dinner, big crap-eating grin.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you're all with a crap-eating grin.
Well, ain't that something else, man, that I find this stuff so absurd, it's beyond belief. All right, well, that's Dr. Sadler. I think you're right. I think they do have it sounded to me like there's a lawsuit coming, because one of them, he said to Hall that he's standing there fondling his you-know-what, and Hall was talking to him about crapping in his pants. I don't know. Well, he was. Both of them were doing that. All right, we're going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and come back with Jeff Dowder on climate change, and he's got a song he wrote.
Dowder wrote a song.
Yeah, Jeff Dowder, our friend from a former professor of mechanical physics at Caltech, whether or not that actually was a job that he had, who knows? He's next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You should get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Hi, I'm Cecil the Cat, and I sometimes appear with Smokey and with Shadow and also with Thunder on the Catscape Show. But right now, I want to tell you about a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. I don't listen to the Phil Henry Show. I'm a cat. The only thing I want to hear are the death throes of a mouse. I'm only kidding. Hey, this is Shadow. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Smokey, you got a...
Get a backstage pass. You can hear you can go into the archives and listen to the old Catscape Show. Are we ever going to do another one?
Yeah, maybe we should do another one.
Maybe we will. Cecil, back to you. Thank you. So, there you go. The backstage pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Under $10 a month or under $7 a month for a subscription for the year. What is this music? These are humans singing. Phil Henry Show, Jeff Dowder. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm pretty good, Mr. Henry. Thanks for having me in.
Jeff, you've got a song that you've written about climate change.
Well, yeah, and it's really more about how we, at this particular juncture, probably ought to just give in.
Give in to what?
Well, give in to the, climate change is here, and we ain't exactly knocked it out of the park in trying to control it, and...
Well, we still have idiots that think it doesn't exist.
Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line on that. So, rather than go into these big debates and stuff that I have sometimes on street corners and restaurants, stuff like that with a lot of idiots, I thought I wrote this song. It's called "Climate Change Is Here to Stay." I know you. Chris Norton is our cousin from Temple City. This is my cousin Derek from New Jersey.
Hi, Derek.
Hi.
Okay, it's called Climate Change Is Here to Stay. It's my cousin Derek on the... Hey, climate change is here to stay. It won't not never die. Climate change is all over you, way up in the sky. It will make it hard to breathe. You'll have to sneeze in your sleeve. Climate change is here to stay. You won't ever want it to go away. Climate change has always been, it's always gonna be. Climate change is on the land, it's out in the sea. care, but no one say, climate change, hey, hey, hey. You won't care, but no one say, climate change, yay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Chris. Good, Jeff. Jeff Dowder, dance a little bit here. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody love that climate change. Woo! Love that climate change, but
yeah, gotta love a climate change. It's all over you.
I don't care what people do, as long as they respect the climate too.
We don't care what people do. Climate change is here.
Up in the sky or in your ear.
What scientists say, climate change, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Climate change is my best friend, it can be yours too. Flood tsunamis, you guess what? You just better guess true.
Everybody's doing it now.
Climate change, it's all the craze. Sucks, you guys, but somehow it's compelling, isn't it? That's my cousin Derek. He's fading it out. Thanks, Derek.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry.
Yeah, I admit to it.
For Sampry Incorporated, all rights reserved on podcast one.
Thanks, Jeff, and thank you, Bud, for singing.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a work in progress.